gonna be a good day. That's today gonna be a good day. That's today gonna be a good, good day.
A lot of listeners in Europe. That's kind of cool. I'm looking at an email from somebody who's listening in Brussels, Belgium. So that's a cool thing, not only around the world, but around the country. We have your interest at heart as we kind of go through what the issues of the day are. It's Friday the 7th of March. Hello, I'm Doug Steffen, along with my Cato. You'd be Cato to me, right? The Green Hornet and Cato.
Sure.
Kenny can be Cato.
Yeah.
Ken Cato. All right, so we've been talking all week about what's happening in the Ukraine. That doesn't much change or hasn't seemingly changed much in the last 24 hours. As a matter of fact, let's go over to the Crimea, where lawmakers there voted in favor of leaving Ukraine for Russia. Putting it to a regional vote, Ukrainian interim prime minister was quick to condemn the referendum, saying Crimea was and is and will be an important part of his country. Meanwhile, the European Union, the United States, announced plans to freeze the assets of the ousted Ukrainian president, who canceled a trade deal with the European Union and began one with Russia instead. So I'm trying to figure this out, Kenny. They're freezing the assets of the president. How do they? The president has accounts in banks, either in Europe or the United States. Are we to glean that from this? But I guess I'm looking for some clarification here. I don't understand why it is that we, unless this guy is really a crook, and if that's the case, they can easily prove it. But it seems rather, if you froze Obama's assets, I think he's worth a couple of million bucks. You wouldn't get very far. So I'm not sure. I know Interpol is trying to figure out whether they should arrest this guy on charges of abuse of power. So I guess maybe he's like Mubarak and some of these other leaders who they were able to get a hold of somehow the assets of the country. Like Mubarak was worth $8 billion when he got tossed out of office as president of Egypt. So are we to assume that this guy has done the same thing?
I don't think he has done it, but I think that they're worried that he will, or that Russia might help him do that.
Ah.
So they're keeping an eye on him and anybody that has helped perpetrate this invasion of the Crimea.
Okay. So what I'm trying to also figure out, I love having you here because sometimes I read one thing and understand it to be one way, and you might read something and understand it to be another way. The lawmakers voted in favor of leaving to go to Russia. Now they've called a March 16th referendum on whether to break away from Ukraine. So the first step is we want to join Russia, and the second step is to decide whether we want to break away. I don't understand the 16th referendum. I would have thought that would have been part of what they voted on yesterday.
They basically yesterday they voted to have a vote.
To have a vote. They voted to have a vote. Okay, I got it.
Right.
So they have 100 members of parliament in the Crimea, and under Ukrainian law, they have autonomy. So they voted. There were 78 people present at the vote yesterday, and they all voted, with, I guess, a few abstentions, in favor of having the referendum, which would join Russia. So they didn't vote to join Russia. They voted to have the vote to see whether or not people wanted to move to Russia instead of staying part of the Ukraine.
That's how I take it, yeah.
Right. And then Vladimir Putin said Russia had no intention of annexing Crimea, insisting its residents have the right to determine their status, and that's what the referendum is all about. Apparently, they had scheduled a referendum in Crimea on March 30th anyway, but the question to be put to voters was on whether the region should enjoy, quote, state autonomy. Okay, we got all of this stuff. Crimea's new leader said pro-Russian forces, about 11,000 apparently, control all access points into the peninsula. Remember, this is on the Black Sea. There's a military base there. There's great agricultural land, and it's quite a tourist place. I've not been there, but I've been in the Ukraine, but I never went down to Crimea. But it's quite beautiful there. So now, what is the ineffective? That's my read on Mr. Kerry. I think Mr. Kerry is pretty much a waste of time. He had a meeting with the Russian foreign minister so they could see if there was some diplomatic solution to this. The solution is the Russians get out of there, that's all. But they're making a big to-do out of this. So the European Union leaders are meeting in emergency session in Brussels to decide what sort of sanctions they can impose on Russia over its actions. Moscow threatened to retaliate if any punitive measures were taken. So back and forth they go. And it's just, you know what? It would be boring this week if this wasn't going on, right? This would be a boring week for news. This is, somebody said this is crazy. Crimea has become Putin's puppet. So it's like Russia's pointing a gun at the Crimea and saying, join us or we'll take some other actions against you. So Putin and his pontification. How's that? You like that? Vladimir Putin. By the way, Putin was one of 278 people nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah, how about that?
Right. Peace in the Valley. So let's see here. The U.S. has imposed a visa ban on Russian and Ukrainian officials responsible for the invasion, begun the framework for sanctions against Russia. Russian military beginning exercises, air defense drills pretty close to the Ukrainian border. I always love it when those things happen. We're going to practice blowing up your country. That's good. Right? Pretty much people to review here, but I don't know whether... I'm not even sure that I've heard a lot of people from the Democratic side talking much about this. A lot of Republicans are sort of criticizing Obama, but you expect that for the most part. And he isn't being particularly effective. He doesn't seem to be anyway. I wish Mrs. Clinton were president. I think most of this stuff would never happen with her there. Maybe you agree, maybe you disagree. That's what it's all about. The discussion will continue. 888-302-3684 is how you reach us on the phone. Email to Doug or Ken at DougStephan.com. And as far as Facebook and Twitter are concerned, Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter @Good Day Show. We'll get to some of those comments just a moment here on Good Day.
This eczema is driving me crazy. All I do is... No matter what I use on this dry, itchy, red skin, I can't stop...
Introducing the first eczema lotion from Cortisone 10. It contains the strongest non-prescription itch medicine to relieve the... Plus 7 moisturizers to help heal severe dry skin. Once you start using it, you'll stop the... For good.
Ah, that's better.
New Cortisone 10 Eczema Lotion. Feel the heal.
Hi, it's Doug Stephan with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com. Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. 800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body. 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure. 800-577-8560.
Really?
No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams, here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. But I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer.
what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar.
Yep,
that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
The Ukrainian Prime Minister, by the way, listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Prime Minister of Ukraine, the new one, says nobody in the civilized world will recognize the result of this so-called referendum that's been called for the next week. Here's host Joel Riley talking to foreign policy expert Dr. Ed Terzansky about Mr. Putin's comments in ousting the president, replacing him with a new government.
Vladimir Putin says it's Ukraine's fault. They unconstitutionally overthrew and seized power. I'm curious your take on that.
Well, it's very standard fare from both Putin and what had been the Soviet playbook. Because during the bad old days of the Soviet Union, any time they wanted to invade a country, they would claim that there were ethnic Russians who were being abused and that they were extending what they call fraternal assistance. So they've looked at Ukraine and they've said people in Crimea had been abused, the government had been toppled by, and this is his word, fascists, Nazis. That's code. Because Western Ukraine, for the most part, collaborated with the Nazis in the Second World War, thinking that they would be given their own independent state. Eastern Ukrainians are more ethnically and historically tied to Moscow. So there is a deep cleavage within Ukrainian society. But Putin, for this was very predictable. He had been sending signals all along. And now, all of those people who live in what's called the near abroad, these are the states that that are now independent but were part of the Soviet Union, Latvia, Estonia, Lithuania, among others. They look at this situation, they're very nervous because the fear is that Putin has established a precedent if we allow him to keep it. And if he decides that suddenly Estonia is not as welcoming to Russian rule as it should be, all he needs to do is say that Russians are being abused, the government is acting in an irresponsible fashion, and if there is an overthrow of a government, as there was in Ukraine, and you have new elections, all he needs to do is say, well, they're not really legitimate, they're fascists of a stripe. And he'll do what he does because of geopolitics and history. He doesn't care about relations with the United States, doesn't care about what the United Nations thinks. He's got his own notion of how Russia should be constituted.
The Speaker of the Russian Parliament says Russia will embrace a decision by Crimea to break away from Ukraine and become part of the Russian Federation. This is the first public signal that the Kremlin will back a secessionist movement that the West says is in violation of international law. So we're playing patty cake here. Patty cake, baker's man. Knock him in the head if you really can. And so it goes on. We'll have a few more, I think maybe one. Let's see how much time we have, but maybe one more piece of this pie before we move on to some of the other action in the world of conversation radio, which is what we cover here on Good Day in this hour.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Produced than most of the material that you hear from the American Idol folks, because it actually is a professional song. Phil Phillips, who's the winner of season 11 on American Idol last night, singing his new single, Raging Fire. So what do we think of this, Kenny? Let's crank it up for a second, Michael.
Let the world leave us behind. Let your heart be next to mine before the flame goes out tonight. Yeah, we can live until we die.
All right, so. All right, is that an eh?
He had a monster hit after he won Idol last year.
Yeah,
huge hit. Was on the top of the charts for weeks and weeks.
Really?
And weeks.
So he'd be somebody that would be spending a lot of time on the road performing, I'm guessing. These guys always do, once they make it big. All right, speaking of making it big, back to the big issue of the moment, the Ukraine. Here are our hosts Rob Hunter and Kerry Dozier talking about the president issuing sanctions against Russia for their invasion.
Here's the president earlier. This is his solution so far.
This morning, I signed an executive order that authorizes sanctions on individuals and entities responsible for violating the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Ukraine or for stealing the assets of the Ukrainian people.
Kerry, he's basically treating this like it's the drug war. So he's saying, okay, I know that El Chapo is down there in Mexico selling drugs, so we're going to try to freeze as many of his assets as possible. That's what they're doing to the people involved in the Ukraine. They're saying, okay, we know who you are. We've tracked down your bank accounts, and any type of ties or money you have in the United States is going to be frozen, and you're not going to be able to travel here.
Ukraine's a pretty dysfunctional family, though. So I find it interesting that half of the country's probably like, hooray, we love President Obama, and the other half's like, would you stay out of our business? Yeah. Making life difficult, because the parliament there voted to decide to take a vote on whether or not Ukraine wanted to side with Russia after all. In other words, this whole invasion that you staged, why didn't you just ask us? We would have gone out with you in the first place. And so for a country that broke up 10 years ago, it's clear that half of the country would like to go back home and live with mom and dad, and the other half would like to stay in the apartment. So they need to figure this out.
Yeah.
So they decided they wanted to have a vote on whether or not they could actually separate or rejoin Russia, I should say. And the president said, well, that violates international law. Well, what if they do it anyway? What then? This is a giant game of, go ahead, what are you going to do about it? And I don't think the president is going to do anything.
Well, and at this point, this seems to be playing out like Putin wants it, because he's getting the vote he wants, because I think ultimately what he wants is to crawl at least Crimea, that little section where all the troops are right now. It's that Black Sea sort of, it's like, is it almost like an island? Or is it just kind of connected to southern Ukraine?
You're seriously asking me about Russian geography right now.
I have to look it up. I looked at the map the other day, and I was like, wait a second. Now I can't remember, of course.
This is classic American behavior. All of a sudden, we know where Iraq is on the map, so all of a sudden, we're experts on it. And we're not. Nobody is, right?
Not even the president.
Nobody in this room is, and clearly not the president, right? But all of a sudden, it's getting attention from CNN, so Anderson Cooper landed there, and the guy from Fox News landed there, and all of a sudden, it's all we can talk about.
Yeah.
But 3 weeks from now, could be a non-issue. Because, by the way, they might decide to go back home
right.
and move back in with mom and dad.
It could just break up and say, yeah, half of us want to be Russians. Okay, great. Do you get to go be Russians? All right, awesome. Crimea, by the way, is a sort of like a peninsula down in southern Ukraine. Just looked it up to be sure. But it's funny because I like your kind of dating game analogy. It's like, all right, we went out on our own and we've been out and, you know, we got to pay all these bills and we're responsible for a lot. And you guys have more money than us and you have better, you know, access to things and troops and things like that. So, yeah, let's just rejoin.
Yeah, well, by the way, if that's what you decide to do, it's valid. And I do think that if it were a free election, and by the way, I have no idea how to determine whether or not it's a free election, but if people really got to decide, isn't that what we want? That's what we do in this country. We vote on things all the time. Go to the, you make the choice. You decide. You elect your leaders. And if you'd like to pledge allegiance to these people, we'll go ahead and do that.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free USS Indianapolis hat and commemorative book. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Question for ladies and gentlemen. Are you still losing your hair in the brush? You watch it go down the drain when you take a shower? Provia is an all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with that problem and many more problems that have to do with your hair. If you've been using Provia, you've seen your hair grow back. It becomes thicker every day. It is absolutely wonderful, and that's why I want you to call 800-525-8319 to experience Provia. It works for both men and women. It's safe for colored hair, safe for treated hair, safe, 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 and results that you will believe after you see for yourself what's going on with your scalp and your hair. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today. Mention Doug Steffen. You'll get the brand new Super Concentrate Provia. It makes the product work even faster. Your hair will come in more quickly. Provia, 800-525-8319.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
Shower caps are in hotel showers so you can keep your hair dry, but I find it difficult to wash my hair while wearing one. Hotel concierge is a French word. When I need a .com for booking hotels, I go to hotels.com. It's on the internet at hotels.com.
Hotels.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
After the hour now, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Ken Kessler with his focus on social media. Let's get to some of the comments that you've made about any of the various issues that we have been recapping here on the Good Day program. Usually in this hour, I'm interested in trying to get you to have a focus. I think you're interested too. Sort of a start your day focus on maybe the two or three or four or five, depending on how much time we have, big issues that have been discussed on the air and a lot of radio programs that are similar to this one, but individually they are in markets. They're by themselves. In other words, these are local hosts in markets, medium-sized markets, large markets around the country who've taken on some of the issues that are in review. And this week, certainly, a lot of people have been talking about marijuana policy in general, the primaries in Texas, the IRS scandal. That has been kind of fun in a weird sort of a way. Obamacare, the usual stuff, the Ukraine. All right, so all that is what's in the heat list. So, Kenny, what do we have? How much corresponding conversation do we have going on our social media pages in comparison to some of the other stories this week that are in general focus?
A bunch of comments this morning about what's going on in Ukraine. Jeff says, I'd usually say an invasion would constitute an act of war. Why aren't we treating it as that?
Because they're not invading us. Why are we involved in the Ukraine at all, frankly, other than we're the good guys? Somebody's got to be. I heard one host say, we've got to still be the policemen of the world. Who else is going to do it? And to a point, I guess there's something to that. But how far does that go? All right. So keep going, Ken.
Alice says, giving aid to Ukraine, what a great idea. It's not like we're already in debt and have needs here at home. What world does Congress live in?
One of the things that's been most controversial this week has been the understanding that we had of the United States paying for gasoline that the Ukrainians used in February. The amount of money that was owed to Russia was about $2 billion. So as I understand it, unless I'm wrong, that was part of the aid package that was proposed. And so what does that mean? It means that the Russians have said, you don't pay for your gasoline, we're not going to give you any more. So instead of us paying the Russians for the gasoline, why don't we just say, okay, screw the Russians, let them eat their $2 billion, and we sell them our gasoline. Am I missing something here? Nobody think about, huh? Screw the Russians. So don't pay them. So they get the month of February's gas bill. Didn't get paid. See you later, alligator. Now, I think here's what I'm wondering, and I don't know that we had clarification. Are we talking about gasoline, or are we talking about natural gas? If we're talking about natural gas, then you kind of got to pay the Russians, because they're the ones that are supplying Ukraine. You couldn't just turn on the spigot, because they don't have any natural gas in Western Europe. That's why the Western Europeans aren't going to impose sanctions on Russia, because most of the gas that's used to heat and whatever you use natural gas for, mostly heating and cooking, comes from Russia. Most of what they use in Western Europe for gas, natural gas, comes from Russia. So they're going to rattle their sabers, they're going to make a lot of noise, but they're going to do anything, because otherwise it'll be a cold rest of the winter in Western Europe. All right, so that's what we got to figure out with gasoline. Tell them to go screw if it's gasoline. But if it's gas, natural gas, then we got a different sort of a problem. All right, what else you got, Kenny?
One more. This is from Susan. She says, we have no business telling Putin how to run his country when we have such a disastrous situation here.
Well, we're not really telling Putin how to run his country. We're telling him to stay out of the Ukraine and their private internal affairs. I think that's what we're telling him. All right, what else, Kenny?
Nicole says, I think the U.S. should stop being the police of the world.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, who sort of brings law and order and justice to the early West if it isn't us? 888-302-3684. I don't like it, but I think there's an argument to be made. You look at how impotent the United Nations is without our help. It's the same old story. Any other stories from any other of these items that we're talking about, Kenny?
Not that we're talking about, but a lot of people are liking something I posted last night, the first pictures from the set of 24.
Ah, perfect.
So if you want to see Jack and Chloe and a lot of the rest of the cast, head on over to Facebook.com/Good Day Show, and you can check out those.
Can I do that now and you keep going with the countdown? I want to leave the countdown, but the overview. By the way, there are the talk radio countdown show is something that I've been doing for a long time. When, excuse me, the advent of music countdowns came along. A little while after that, Michael Harrison, who publishes Talkers, and I got together and we decided, what the heck? If they can do it in music, why can't we do it in talk? So that's where the Talk Radio Countdown Show came from. And many of the same stations that carry the Good Day program during the week carry the countdown on the weekend, which is an overview of the big stories, the topics, if you will, and discussion of people. That's what we have. It's a 3-hour overview of talk radio for the week. So you might listen to that. It's also posted at DougStephan.com, I think, or is that now? Is that part of our, it may be part of what we're doing with the folks at Podcast One. I know that it's at Talkers.com as well. All right, so anyway, and then actually what we'd rather have you do is listen to your radio station. So if they're not carrying it, send them a note to whoever runs the station. Say, hey, how about you have that talk radio countdown show on the air? As if we needed more focus on the Affordable Health Care Act. I'm not sure that we do, but here are a couple of shots at that from conversations that were taken, because it was number two item this week in review. A couple of programs monitored. Here's one from Tony Cruz, a host that I think is, where is he in? Is he upper Midwest somewhere? Where's Tony Cruz?
In Louisville, Kentucky.
Kentucky, is he? Okay. All right, anyway, he's talking to Consumer Reports health insurance expert Nancy Metcalf here. Metcalf says if you haven't tried to get into the Obamacare yet, maybe you should do it now.
It's important, according to Consumer Reports, that people who don't have their health care need to get it, and they need to get it pretty quickly, right?
That's right. If you don't have health insurance and you don't get it by the end of this month, you can't get it again until 2015. So it's time to get cracking.
All right. So that's rule number one. If you don't have it, regardless of how you feel about the Affordable Health Care Act or anything else, if you don't have it, you won't get it, and that could be trouble.
Yeah, and you know, it's really important, even if you're healthy and think, oh, I don't need it, you can always get hit by a bus, you can always get sick, and then you'll be really, really sorry. And I just want to point out that people really need to check on this, because you could be leaving money on the table. A lot of people, in fact, most of the people who don't have health insurance are going to be eligible for financial help to get it. And in a state like Kentucky, if you're really broke, you can get free health care as Medicaid. We we've created a tool. If you don't know how to get started, we've created a free online tool, healthlawhelper.org.
Healthlawhelper.org.
You can go there, answer a couple of questions. It's completely anonymous. We're not going to keep your name. And you'll find out what you could you might qualify for, mm-hmm. and also what to do next, how to get going, what kind of information you need to apply for insurance. And again, the deadline is the end of the month, but we're encouraging people to do it right away, because if you apply by the 15th of the month, you could get insurance starting in April.
That was your third point that we were going to raise. You raised it. Waiting until the last minute may leave you scrambling. And how? Because I went on the Connect website and looked at all kinds of different things. And honestly, from one day to the next, you forget this health care plan, or you're going to put dental in there, or that health care plan.
That's right. You know, I've sat with a lot of people if they're applying for health care, and, you know, once they get through all the information that they have to put in. And by the way, if you haven't done it already, what you're going to need is the same kind of information you need to fill out your tax return. Last year's tax return, wage statements, you know, W-2 forms, 1099 forms, your ledger book if you're self-employed, your checkbook, bank statements, because they're going to want to know what your income is. They don't care if you're a death's door or in the pink of health, but they want to know about your money, because that governs what kind of financial help you can get.
Depending on your politics, I guess you can look at the latest rule from the White House under affordable health care. But basically, they've changed and extended for another 2 years. Health insurance plans that don't comply with Affordable Health Care Act can be extended now for another 2 years. I don't even know, though, how many health insurance companies can go back and keep the same things that don't qualify.
Well, yeah, what that means is it only affects, the best estimate is about 500,000 people nationwide.
So
and it's really up to the states and to individual insurance companies whether they want to let that happen. And what it means is if you had an insurance plan in place that doesn't comply with the requirements of the new law, it doesn't cover everything it's supposed to or whatever,
right,
you can keep it. You can't buy a new one, but you can keep it. And, you know, if anybody who's listening in has one of those plans, I would encourage them to go on the Connect website anyway to make sure that they can't get a better deal.
You know, what a bunch of nonsense. Why is there any kind of deadline at all? You want to sign up, you sign up now, next month, the end of the year. What's the magic about having to do it by the end of March? Where'd that come from? Kenny,
was in the original bill. They had to put, to get everybody to have insurance, they had to put some kind of deadline.
Why?
Because otherwise there would be no law. If there was no deadline,
really?
then nobody would sign up. They wouldn't feel like they had to.
Uh-huh. You will do it now, or you will not have it at all. Mine come from mine hair. By the way, speaking of hair, we're going to talk for a minute about that IRS hearing. And the reason I mentioned hair is because one of the two congressmen, and I will tell you that it's not Daryl Issa, doesn't have a lot of hair. There's no relationship to anything, except I thought it was kind of interesting to watch Mr. Cummings. And how many people have either watched it or listened to it? We'll have a recap of that in a moment here on Good Day.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, late to train. So I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports! Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that. Took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds. And keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
I would like you to take a quick look in the mirror right now and look at the bags under your eyes. Would you like to simply just get rid of them? Introducing Genucel. Genucel, developed from stem cell therapy, gets rid of bags and puffiness under your eyes. People can say, why would you use stem cell therapy? Because you get it the all-natural way your body works, so that the natural way to reduce the puffiness and the bags and that sort of thing, the lines around your eyes, comes from work that's been done on stem cells that are just like the stem cells in your body. You'll see the results of this great product making you look younger. Wrinkle-free skin is what you're looking for. Call 800-543-9262 for Genucel. And by the way, mention Doug Steffen when you call. You get a free jar of the legendary face cream Esotique. You'll be absolutely amazed by the results, or you get your money back. Genucel and Esotique for the same money. 800-543-9262.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to keep a germ-free office, from latex gloves and antibacterial wipes to steam cleaners and keyboard vacuums. Everything.
Sorry.
Except germ-free coworkers. Thousands of products added online every day. Text CLEAN to 555-444 and get 15% off your cleaning supply purchase. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer valid in store and at staples.com through 3/15/14. Exclusions may apply. You'll receive one message per text. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase necessary. See staples.com/SMS for Staples mobile terms and conditions.
As a home buyer in today's fast-paced real estate market, you need a competitive edge. You need an advantage that helps your offer stand out from the rest. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you how to get just the edge you're looking for as a home buyer. This brand new program is called Mortgage First, and it's exclusively from Quicken Loans. With Mortgage First, the name really says it all. Unlike a pre-approval, we'll verify your assets, income, and credit to underwrite you up front, giving you the upper hand on the competition before you even start shopping. As a strong, confident buyer, you can stay focused on finding the right place for you and your family, knowing you're approved by Quicken Loans. To learn more about Mortgage First, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Restrictions apply. Rate, terms, and conditions may change until final loan approval. This is not an offer to lend. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender, license in all 56, NMLS number 3030.
Doug Steffen and Ken Kessler here reviewing some of the big issues this week. And we all know how much fun they had in Congress, the IRS hearing. What I've had more fun with is actually counting how many times the lady said she pleased the fifth. However, a lot of other people had fun, including host John Cass and Lauren Cohn. Here they have a conversation with Mike Emanuel about the congressional hearing on the IRS, which targeted the 501c3 conservative groups, if you haven't remembered that.
What about Lois Lerner?
Well, you know, we had quite a drama up here on Capitol Hill. A number of folks on the committee, the House Oversight Committee, told me that they believed that she was going to show up and she was going to answer questions. And the chairman of the committee, Darrell Issa, asked, I would say, probably 8 different questions, and each time she reiterated, you know, taking the fifth. And so after that, he basically shut down the hearing, and then there was a flare-up between him and Elijah Cummings, the top Democrat on the panel, that ended with Issa turning off Cummings' microphone, and the drama was over after about 20 minutes or so.
But this isn't the first time those two have sort of deflected on the point of why they were having the hearings and gone off on their own little tangents.
That's right. There's been a lot of tension, Lauren, between the two of them, fundamentally disagreeing about the IRS matter, where Cummings says, you know, there's no evidence that the White House was involved. There's no evidence of, you know, political reasons for doing this. You know, maybe it's been some, you know, lower-level people who messed up, but, you know, he's trying to minimize it. And Issa thinks there is more there, as many conservatives in America do as well. And so they have a fundamental disagreement about the IRS investigation, and it flares up on a semi-regular basis.
Well, if she's got nothing to hide, then why take the fifth?
Well, you're spot on there. And, you know, I've talked to some lawyers who say, you know, if she were my client, I would tell her to take the fifth because a lot of fingers are pointing toward her.
She blew it, though, Mike. You can't testify, like, as you guys noted, you can't testify in the affirmative and then say, I'm taking the fifth. You can't have it both ways.
Trey Gowdy from South Carolina, who is a former federal prosecutor, was the first one to jump up and say that 9.5 months ago when she made that opening statement defending herself and then refused to answer questions. And he's like, hey, you can't do that. That's not the way this works. he can't, you know, say stuff fundamental to the case about the IRS targeting of conservative groups and then all of a sudden say, but I'm not going to answer questions.
All right, but after the hearing, ICE seems to have apologized to Mr. Cummings. 51 after the hour.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
This week, as we review what's been going on in the world of news talk radio, news talk television, so-called political talk radio, has been the meeting this week of the Conservative Political Action Conference, also known as CPAC, taking place in Washington. Here's a radio host named Richard Dixon, who thinks this whole thing is a big bunch of baloney.
Conservative firebrand Ted Cruz launched the political convention CPAC with a crowd-pleasing demand to abolish the IRS. Later, Chris Christie got up, gave his speech. I believe Donald Trump is speaking right now. Let me tell you something. This thing might be the biggest waste of time on the face of the planet. Now, I know that there are others out there. You'll probably hear Mark Levin, I think, was invited to speak, and he showed up and did his thing. Met a lot of wonderful people, whatever. Of course, because they show up, these guys that are there, they show up and they're lauded. Oh, you're just jealous because you weren't invited. No, they'd never invite me because I'm too libertarian anyway. I'm way, way, way too libertarian. When it comes to social issues, I'm like, you know, as long as it doesn't affect me, I don't care. So I'm not concerned about not being invited to CPAC. But I am concerned about Chris Christie shows up and he sings the song that the conservatives at CPAC want to hear. That's all he's doing. I mean, that's seriously. Do you honestly believe that Chris Christie believes 90% of the stuff that he said there? Or if he spoke the rest of the stuff that he believes, would he have gotten a standing ovation? The answer is no, he would not have. If he got up and spoke about how he really felt about gun control, or how he really felt about abortion, I'm not saying they would have booed him off the stage, but he wouldn't have gotten a standing ovation. Chris Christie is actually a real rhino. And the more the guy talks, the more you're going to find that out. Whether or not the bridge scandal had anything to do or has anything to do with whether or not he can run for president, he probably doesn't need to run for president because I don't think conservative Republicans are ready for that guy. So you end up with what? You end up with Ted Cruz getting up and giving his spiel. And you end up with, Paul Ryan getting up and giving his spiel. and a handful of conservative talk show hosts get up, and they give their spiel. And they all feed off each other. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, this guy's great. Oh, listen to what he has to say. Oh, this guy's speaking. Wow, this guy's... And then they all leave, and they go do exactly what they've always done, which is go along to get along, agree with whatever the other side says, try to behave in an expeditious manner, try not to be too contentious, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, after Paul Ryan agreed to a budget deal where the main thing conservatives could say was, hey, we A, managed to trim back unemployment benefits to just the 99 weeks, wow, and B, we didn't raise taxes. I look at that and say, those are your two big achievements? Did you roll back spending at all? Well, no. Did you cut back entitlement spending? No. Are we spending more now than we spent last year? Well, yes. So what were your achievements again?
What a great, I don't remember hearing him before, but that is a pretty good take. That's how I think I'd approach it. Where is he from, Dixon?
Alabama.
Is he? Okay. All right, let's finish this off. Here's Carl Cameron reporting on the beginning of the CPAC conference.
The annual political action conference known as CPAC drew nine potential 2016 presidential candidates. None faced more scrutiny than New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who drew the biggest crowd and got a lukewarm response when he aligned with pragmatists in the GOP who say sometimes ideology must take a back seat for election victories.
We don't get to govern if we don't win.
Christie got snubbed last year as insufficiently conservative and got invited this year just as emails surfaced implicating his staff in the George Washington Bridge Lane closure scandal. He said Republicans truly let the media brand them as obstructionists, and that Republicans need solutions to get things done.
We need leaders now who are willing to say not only that we are against Obamacare, which we are, we need leaders that are not only going to say that we're against higher taxes, which we are, we're against a bigger government, we're against more intrusion into our constitutional rights, we're against all those things, but we need to also talk about what we're for.
Christie got a standing ovation by the end of his remarks. In contrast, Texas Senator and Tea Party firebrand Ted Cruz got a consistently enthusiastic reception as he accused establishment Republicans of caving and being ideologically suspect.
And they say if you stand for principle, you lose elections. The way to do it, the smart way, the Washington way, is don't stand against Obamacare. Don't stand against the debt ceiling. Don't stand against nothing. You want to lose elections? Stand for nothing.
Cruz rammed home his point with a roster of establishment GOP White House hopefuls who failed.
Of course, all of us remember President Dole and President McCain and President Romney. Now look, those are good men, they're decent men, but when you don't stand and draw a clear distinction, when you don't stand for principle, Democrats celebrate.
In the latest Fox poll, 47% of Republicans say Kentucky Senator Rand Paul would make a good president. Christie and Cruz trail the pack.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.